Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8 o'clock hour, and the guest list is about to get going. Matt Pittman, it's a Meet Church Wednesday brought to you by Mr. Electric at 8:20. Bruce Bochy at 9:20 on your home of the World Series champs. But we have a time for Mavericks Clippers Sunday, 2:30 Central in Los Angeles. And the radio voice of the Dallas Mavericks is joining us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Chuck Cooperstein. How are you?
Sean, RJ, Bobby, good morning. It's nice to know finally what we're doing and when we're doing it.
Did that surprise you, the game times?
No, not after the Lakers won. I think locally, our TV folks were obviously hoping to be able to see the Lakers and or Warriors, in that afternoon slot, because clearly that's what the NBA wants and what TV wants, because they're the numbers drivers. So once that was taken off the board, it was not surprising that game one would start then. I'm a little surprised that they're playing Sunday, Tuesday, and then Friday, Sunday. I thought they'd go, play on Wednesday and then go Friday, Sunday. But again, it's a quick turnaround from Friday to Sunday. It's not quite a back-to-back, but, again, you're losing a few hours there for television. So it's going to be a pretty difficult start to the series. I mean, at least as far as, when you're playing and how you're playing.
How do you feel going into this series compared to the other times that these two have matched up with each other? What's the difference, if there is one?
Well, Luke is a whole lot better. He's the best player in the world. He wasn't the best player in the world then, even though he was really, really good in first-team All-NBA. I think that basically the best players for the Mavericks, and especially Luke, I mean, they've got three more years of experience in doing this and in being better. Because when the Mavericks played the Clippers, they were not a 50-win team. They've been a 50-win team in two of the last 3 years. To me, I look at the Clippers. I mean, they're really talented. They're very top heavy, but they do have some very good bench players like Norman Powell. But you look at Kawhi and Paul George and Harden. They're old. They're really old. Now the schedule and from that standpoint, the schedule doesn't really work in their favor either. Just the fact there's not as much turnaround as you might normally see until later in the series.
So is this a thing where because of the age? And even maybe even the depth issues that, if this thing's over in five, the Clippers may have it. But if it goes seven, advantage Dallas?
Not necessarily. I don't necessarily buy that. I mean, I think the Mavericks want to run them as much as they can. They played with much more pace than the Clippers have. Although, the Clippers' fast break point numbers are actually pretty good. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of where the Mavericks are. I think Dallas is eighth and the Clippers are 12th. But I just think that, this team is far better suited to play a playoff series. I mean, this team is probably the best constructed playoff team the Mavericks have had since their championship season. And so, I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen something like that. I mean, they've had 50-win seasons and what have you, but this team is far better than the team was 2 years ago. And certainly, you know, the prior time that they won 50 was back in 2015, and you know they got handled by the Rockets in the first round, but they weren't nearly that good. And here, they're playing defense at an elite level. They play offense at an elite level. They've got clearly, you know, the most creative and most dangerous offensive force in the game, Doncic. And then you throw a sidekick in like Kyrie, who's got all of this playoff experience. Not all of it's been great. You know, the last time, certainly in Brooklyn against Boston in that series a couple of years ago, wasn't very good. But he's won. He's won on the biggest stage. I don't think he's forgotten how to do that. And I think it's a huge plus for the Mavericks that they have that, and the fact that they're so much bigger and can be much more physical. I mean, the idea of, you know, now having Gafford and potentially Derek Lively, you know, when he can get back to the series, the Mavericks haven't had anything like that to play against the Clippers, and the Clippers have been able to push him around a little bit, and that's not going to happen here.
Talking with the voice of the Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, here on Sean and RJ on 105 The Fan. Coop, when you look at the matchup, because it's easy to look at it kind of in a vacuum and say, well, Clippers beat the Mavs 3-0 this season. But, I mean, it was so long ago. The last game they played was December 20th. Clippers have struggled a lot since then. Mavericks are obviously a different team. Is it tough to even take anything out of the season series because these two teams are so different?
Yes. And by the way, it was 2-1 because Mavericks 2-1. They scored 147 on them. In the first meeting back in November. And, of course, that was right after the Harden trade, and they couldn't get out of their own way. They had no idea what they were doing out there, and the Mavericks made them look ridiculous. You know, and then the second game was right after Thanksgiving, and the Clippers were begging to get beat that night, and the Mavericks may have played their worst game of the entire season with a real roster. We're not taking anything out of the last two games of the regular season. But you know, Paul George was really good. Kyrie and Luka were good, but the rest of the team was awful in that game. And then the third game, you know, that was closer to the real thing, but Paul George didn't play.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That game, the Clippers still won that game. Kawhi was great in the fourth quarter. Hit some huge shots there. But again, it is so long ago. And any judgment of the Mavericks really has to be made, I think, in you know, with respect to what's happened since February 8th and the trade deadline. You know, you can look at games from that point forward and then maybe try to draw some judgment on the Mavericks, I think. But the fact that these two teams have not played since the 20th of December tells me that, no, this year it's the games this year don't really matter. But it's still, as we know, it's going to come down to the Mavericks somehow being able to handle Kawhi, keep him in check. And, you know, Paul George was awful in the series in the bubble, but he was really good in the series in 21. You know, just make sure that he doesn't get crazy. And there's going to be a game that he might get crazy, but there's also a game where he might turn it over 8 times. So, you know, I just love where the Mavericks are right now. I just they have as much confidence they've had at any time over, I mean, again, however many years it's been. So, you know, let's go play. But, you know, I think there's a little bit of mystery, I think, to game one. And that's the beauty of the playoffs, isn't it? You know, there's a mystery aspect to game one. Everybody kind of gets a feel for that game. And obviously you want to win that game. But then, you know, the real chess starts getting played in game two.
Chuck, are you hearing anything about Kawhi's knee?
I'm not hearing anything. And with Kawhi, nobody hears anything until it's time for Kawhi to appear. But you know, look, if I'm the Clippers, I've got to be concerned because he is their closer and he is, you know, the defender that, you know, let's face it, when it mattered the last playoff series, when Kawhi said, I want to guard Luka, you know, that's where it comes down to, because he still is when he's playing, and he's played a bunch this year. I mean, much more so, you know, he'd only missed six games all year, six of the first 73 or 72 prior to these last games that he's missed. He's still an elite defender. He's a clutch player. He's a two-time finals MVP. You know, that's the guy that you have to worry about if you're beyond anyone else from the Mavericks. And if he's not playing for the Clippers, not that you can let your guard down, because that'd be ridiculous at this time of the year. But it does make things a bit easier, I think, for the Mavericks to deal with.
When healthy, where would you put him in the stand in the league?
I mean, he's still he's a top 10 to 15 player in the league. I mean, absolutely. I mean, he shoots over 50 from the floor. He shoots nearly 90 from the line. He's an elite defender. He's not a great rebounder. You know, doesn't take a high volume of threes, but he started to take more threes, you know, this year, and he shot them well. I mean, he shot 42% this year. I mean, look, you don't want to met you guys that have playoff success. You don't want to mess with them, okay? You know, you want to let the sleeping dog lie as much as you possibly can. But if he's there, if he's playing, I mean, he's going to be a factor. He's got to be accounted for, you know, more than anyone else that LA is going to throw out there.
Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Mavericks on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Chuck, how has the Luka Kyrie on and off the court relationship evolved?
I mean, I'm not around them every day, but I mean, clearly they respect each other's talents, and they, you know, respect them, I guess, as people. I mean, just I think the more time you're around someone, I think it becomes easier to understand that person, what they like, what they don't like, you know, especially, you know, whether it's playing, you know, where do you want the ball? How do you want the ball? And even sometimes, when do you want the ball? The feel that both of them have for each other, that if they're cooking, if one of them's cooking, you know, let them cook. And then, you know, off the floor, I mean, I'm not around them, so I can't tell you how that's evolved. But, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that those two have worked on it really through the time that from the time Luka came back from Europe in September. You know, I think they understand that, you know, they're the two that stir the drink, and that they've got to be able to get along. And, you know, and I think there's probably a sense of, let's face it, a lot of people thought this couldn't work. And a lot of people think two high scoring ball dominant players can't play together. But as always, you know, when we've had this situation before, it works because those guys really want it to work, and there's got to be sacrifice and probably from one more than the other. And I think it's probably Kyrie that's sacrificed a little bit more, but I think Kyrie came in with an understanding that this is Luka's team and I'm going to learn how to play with him and off him. And I think they've done so magnificently. They're only the fourth duo to ever average 25 points, 5 rebounds and 5 assists.
It was not too long ago that many of us wanted Jason Kidd's head on a platter. We were trying to figure out who the next coach would be in this offseason. What changed, and how do you feel about Jason making playoff chess moves with the microscope even more intense in the playoffs?
You know, it was so preposterous. Frankly, people are stupid. Okay, because they don't know. They don't know what's happening, you know, around the team, in the locker room, dynamics of the team that may allow or force the coach to make the moves that he makes. I think he's certainly been helped by the trades and the arrival of Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington, because those two have allowed the Mavericks to play defense in a way that Jason Kidd has always wanted his team to be able to play. And Jason Kidd saw this in Los Angeles when he was an assistant to Frank Vogel and won a championship there. And they saw, you know, how length matters, length and athleticism matter. And he was able to get that with Gafford and Washington. And then, you bring Lively off the bench, long and athletic. You can then place a smaller version with Kleba, and you don't have to extend his minutes out. And it's made it far, far better. People get mad at Jason because he doesn't, he doesn't rant and rave and pick up technical fouls and things like that, and think he doesn't care. I mean, people I think fail to remember, how Jason Kidd played. Jason Kidd was never the ranting and raving type of player. He was not getting technical fouls. He was thinking five plays ahead of you. And I think that's what he wants his team to do. Don't worry about that stuff. Go play the game. Just go play the game, and you're going to be okay. And look, even Luka, he's not had an official technical foul since February 27th. I think that kind of coincides with the fact that this team is turned around, and they are where they are. I mean, they've won 16 of 18 before the last two inconsequential games, and I think he deserves a ton of credit, much more credit than Mavericks fans and maybe outsiders who aren't around the team. People can evolve. Coaches can evolve. And I'm sure Jason will tell you he's a far better coach now than he was in Milwaukee or Brooklyn. Far better coach. But he also has really good players now. And a chance that he knows that when he sends his team on the floor, they've got a real chance to win every night they go out there. And that makes a coach look good. Always. I mean, I don't know that he's the if you're talking top strategists in the league, ATOs and things like that. But I tell you what, now, for all the issues the Mavericks had last year in late game situations, not being able to score, this year they have been able to score. I mean, their play in the clutch is far better. But and I'll tell you what, his plays out of timeouts have been fantastic this year. I don't know how many people recognize that, but I mean, they get a good shot every time, like really good shots every time. That does speak to coaching. And I think it's a damn shame, frankly, that, he's been taken out behind the woodshed by so many when I don't think they really understand him or even see the bigger picture.
Who's your 1-2-3 for MVP?
My 1-2-3 for MVP is Luka, Jokic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Very good, Chuck. Thank you so much for the time, man. We'll be following along. Hope to have you on again as they continue to go deeper into the postseason. Always enjoy it.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Mavericks. It's a Meet Church Wednesday. What was it like cooking at Augusta with Troy Aikman and Peyton Manning? Matt Pittman, brought to you by Mr. Electric, next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.